All right, let's get stuck in then. Before we do anything, let's do a trimming chat for Patreon about Leo and David. This is the stuff that kicked off on Monday. Why are they having a stoush, Beck?
Oh, like, Vaya, it hurts my soul. But they're having a stoush because David, I don't even know where to get to the start of this. David and his husband, Aaron, very attractive men, very lovely men, made a very, very stupid decision, didn't they?
Yeah.
To impregnate Nicolette with their child. And if I've explained the law on this, and what's worse is that Toadie's explained the law on this.
Yeah, it is worse.
That it is in fact Nicolette's child, legally, not theirs. But Leo used to have a thing with Chloe, Nicolette's girlfriend, also David, no, Aaron's sister. Faye, I'm confused now about what the fight was about. Wasn't it about them just generally unhappiness?
No, one of them had the hots for Chloe.
We think. David suspects Leo's got the hots for Chloe and he's going to come between her and Nicolette. And
no, but then he told his dad, Paul.
Well, didn't he say that he had the horn for her?
Yeah, but Paul's in on the hijinks.
But didn't he tell Paul that I have the hots for her?
Well, it was sort of skirted around.
No, but he said I have the hots for her.
Okay.
Well, that was my take from the storyline, is that there's going to be a moment.
What I remember is that Paul said, I've got no time for Nicolette. And I thought, neither have I, Paul.
And can I clarify, Nicolette is the pregnant one.
Redhead lady.
Yes.
Yeah, and Chloe is the not pregnant one.
Very attractive lady.
Yes.
And the bloke working at Leo's vineyard.
Hendrix.
Is into Nicolette.
No, Leo is into Nicolette.
Oh, wait. Oh, God.
Chloe is the tall blonde one.
Yeah, the Pengelly.
Kurt Pengelly's daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Nicolette is the short redhead.
Can I tell a Kurt Pengelly story? No, this is not for now.
All right, go for your life, mate.
Okay. So I went to this concert of INXS, which was when JD Fortune was the lead singer from the reality show.
Loving it. Loving it. And also, I remember listening to an interview on the radio years ago when that show was on, and the guys from INXS, it became a big hit, that show. Like, there was a big hit. And they're like, actually, they said, this is actually Michael Hutchence's idea. That he said, you know, like, we should do a show to replace me. And it's like, mate, you've just made that up so fucking much. You fucking lying fuck.
He was dead.
Yeah, he's like, when I die.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just prevent him from dying then?
Yeah,
when I masturbate myself to death.
I mean, not ideal. So I went to the concert.
If you're going to go, have a good time.
JD Fortune didn't know he was there, let's be honest. But anyway, I was right at the stage and Kurt Pengilly was playing the saxophone and a bit of Pengilly sweat got on my arm. And I was like, this is the greatest day of my life. And so I feel like maybe me and Chloe are related because I got Kurt Pengilly's sweat on me. I've also had Bruce Springsteen's sweat on me.
No way.
It's a good little cocktail you got going.
He came round to give high five and I got boss sweat on my arm. The only other sweat I think I've had on me is, you know when Australian Idol did that offshoot and Ricky Lee did that band? Whatever.
Young Divas.
Young Divas. I went to a Young Divas concert.
I fucking love Young Divas Turn Me Loose. That's a jam.
I think a bit of Ricky Lee sweat got on me. I think that's all my sweat stories. Sorry, guys. Irrelevant.
You wouldn't get, this is a bygone era. There's no COVID, like there's no, people aren't sweating on anyone anymore.
Actually, that's true. None of this is COVID safe, is it?
So David is like to Leo, stop interfering in my baby mama's love life because I don't want her to flip out and jeopardize the baby. And he's like, you're being a little shit and I'll talk to whoever I want and I don't want to be associated. Let's talk in the morning.
Faye, can I ask a very niche question?
Yes.
So if I'm in David and Aaron's house, right? Yeah. If I'm facing the bench from the lounge room, I used to think I went outside top right.
Yeah.
During behind the kitchen. Baby shower, everyone was going outside top left.
Oh, what's top left, though?
I appreciate that's a really niche question.
I thought that was the hallway to the bedrooms. Kate would know this, 100%.
No, but a lot of so Leo went outside there, Tarage went outside there. Oh. I'm confused. If anyone can help me, that'd be
great. I also saw a post somewhere this week about the cafe. Harold's cafe has been renovated, so there's a window to the outside now. But when you're standing outside, you can't see a window to the inside.
Gotcha. And okay, well, I think in this week's episodes, they only had the front door of Harold's cafe. Do you actually go inside the cafe?
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Sorry.
Yeah, Mackenzie and Hendrix were in there. They were talking to Ned when Hendrix got his new job.
Okay, so I'm confused. Okay, so Nicolette is pregnant.
Well done. Yes, yeah, yes,
and
yes.
Chloe is the proposed to partner. Aaron is the partner of the guy with the good hair.
What?
The guy with the beard, like the guy with the beard who was like talking to Chloe and saying, hey, are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
So who's the guy who's into Chloe?
Leo.
Leo, okay.
David's twin brother.
Can't you tell they're twins, Chamber, because they look exactly the same?
Gotcha, okay. I mean, to me it's fairly clear, like, that then there'll be a moment where David and Chloe will be caught in a moment.
Oh, Leo and Chloe. David's gay.
Leo and Chloe, sorry. There's a lot going on.
Yeah, and they used to bang.
But I only thought that today, by the fact watching it, like, when Paul said, I'm going to the vineyard, I was like, he's about to walk in, where they're in an embrace or something, which could be just a hug or it could be something more. And I was like, oh, here we go. It's about to kick off. And then I was like, I'm going to watch Neighbours for the next 15 years of my life.
And did you enjoy their winery set?
I actually enjoyed the idea that you can get to winery from suburban Melbourne in a very short time. Wow, that's a quick 8-hour drive.
I'm just going to get more wine, speaking of which. Keep talking about Leo Beck. You've got an affection for Leo, don't you?
Oh, and by affection you mean I've got the horn for him. Yes, I do, Leia.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, sure. Can I go through this again? Can I write this down? Beck, like, while Vaya's gone.
What, horn?
Okay. So, okay. Nicolette and
Chloe are together.
And then there's Chloe's brother.
Yeah, is Aaron.
And he's having a baby with
David. David's brother is Leo.
Leo, and he's got the hots with Chloe.
Correct.
And they used to sleep together, Chloe and Leo.
Sure. They did. They had the thing on the desk.
Okay, what? Think on a desk in Neighbours. Fuck, that's for long.
Sex. That's the word. They had the
so
sex.
Paul is Leo's dad?
And David's dad, because they're twins.
Are they from Gail or like?
No, they're from an Asian lady.
They're Japanese, Michael.
Yeah, I'm trying to work out because I'm thinking like back in the like a long time ago, I was like maybe the IVF or something or a surrogate or something.
There was a character called Kim Tanaka back in the day in the 80s.
Well, IVF would be weird, but like, yeah, surrogate.
It's a
yeah.
bit
yeah.
questionable. That whole storyline because...
So Paul is the dad, Leo, David are twins. Okay. There's a lot going on. Okay. And so how are they Paul's kids?
Well, Paul had sex with their mum.
Yeah, but who was the mum?
Mrs. Tanaka.
And when did she come on? Like,
well, this is the problem is she may or may not have been in high school. It's a bit questionable.
Oh, sheesh. Bottom line, I think Nicolette is being a little bit full on. They're very young. I feel like they should take their time.
I'm back. Okay, we need to talk main pod. Let's talk about Nicolette. I'm going to read a few of my notes that I had started getting on the wines when I composed them, and we can see if we need to make sense of any of them.
Yeah, cool, man.
Curtis, Jesse, Split, and Mac. So Mackenzie, everyone was putting the pieces together because the ruse was becoming unraveled because they all noticed that Curtis and Jesse were on together when he was meant to be on with Harlow. Luggage slam, I mentioned. Out in the open chat. There was an amazing scene at the cannery, at the Cannings, where Ned was talking to Roxy and Coyle about making a move on Amy while Levi was right there. And at one point I wanted to say, do you guys know he's sitting there?
Yeah, but it's like remembering Home and Away. I don't know if we speak of that, but you know how they always used to talk in the kitchen when people were in the lounge room?
And the lounge room was just a couch 2 meters forward.
Yeah, so I'm not surprised by this.
I also wrote Curtis Perkins hurting. I just loved the assonance of those syllables. Curtis Perkins hurting.
I felt bad for Curtis Perkins.
Me too. What a beautiful human. He was so sad. He loved Jesse.
But he's almost a bit too beautiful. Like,
yeah, he's too sweet. Secrets out, Paul says, maybe it's an arrangement. So this is an amazing highlight where Tarage says, Paul, do you know that Harlow's boyfriend's cheating on her with another guy? And Paul's like, yeah, no biggie. Maybe they've got a special arrangement.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
This was Paul's moment to promote ethical non-monogamy.
I think that's a credit to Paul there.
Polyamorous Paul.
Free love. Oh, Thursday when Ned goes, damn, he's fast. When Levi had already asked out Amy before Ned got in.
Oh, yeah. That was good.
And then back after mat leave is my other note. Everyone keeps asking Nicola if she's going to the cafe after she's finished her mat leave. Everyone can shut their pie holes. That's none of your goddamn business. Don't put pressure on a woman of what she's doing after her maternity leave. She can make that decision and she can fucking inform you when it's time. So just keep out of it.
Wow, glad we opened up that Pandora's box.
Then I've got Sheila cheese board.
What?
Sheila was walking around with the cheese board and making old and young cheese jokes about Amy and Levi.
Oh, that was actually great.
Then I've got Darren.
Can I ask a question? Yeah. Because I feel like Neighbours this week was a bit ageist.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as in, you can't be a certain – well, like, what's the appropriate age difference?
But I thought the other end of the coin spectrum, I thought that there were characters in the show saying, yes, the age difference is bad, but there were other characters saying it's fine. Like, Roxy and Coyle have an age gap, Tarage and Paul have an age gap, Clive and Sheila had an age gap, you know.
Yeah. I just think – I don't think Amy and Levi is that controversial.
I think because Levi looks like he could be 30.
I would have thought maybe that she was 10 years older than him.
Yeah, it seemed to be Sheila making more of the fuss about anything than anyone. But having said that, I mean, I have clearly fucked up how old Chloe and Nicolette are. They could be 21. They could be 52. I have no idea.
Tell us a personal story,
Shane. Me too. I thought he was like when I went out with a 21-year-old.
Oh, no. Like, it's like before, like, you know, 20 minutes ago. It was like, I have no idea how old they all are. So good on them. You know, I'm just happy the streets, you know, property prices going up and they're all doing well.
They all are conventionally attractive and that is the great equalizer.
Correct.
So do you think, are we thinking that Toadie and Mel are going to a wedding at some stage? Like, do you think it'd go that far?
Well, slow down, Nicolette.
Nicolette Chamberlain.
Can we just let them have a honeymoon phase?
No, fair enough. But like, I mean, I think Toadie's up to about his third wife by now. Would that be right? Tragically, they went off a cliff in a car, a $4,000 car.
Not dead, though, as it turns out.
But do you think they go that far? Do you think they're going to kind of like go the distance?
Well, she's become a very loving parental figure to his kids, yep. And that was quite sensitively dealt with because he wasn't ready to move to that step and she was really caring about that, yep. And they came to a nice understanding. And I'm not a marriage person, so I'm just like, just be boyfriends and girlfriends however long you want, and that's nice too.
Yeah, sure. Okay, my prediction.
Chambers, I've just got to write that on my piece of paper now.
I will. My prediction, Ned, pillar of the show, will be around for a long time.
Okay.
I mean, sure. Why not?
Sure.
Toadie and Mel, give it a year.
I think you're the only person that calls her Mel. I think we all call her Melanie formal.
Give Melanie a year and then... Big call. Melanie dies.
Not fuck off. No.
Calling it now. Come back to me in a year.
No.
Now we're 17th only still. We're just on the 17th of July.
Yep. Come back to me next July. Melanie dies.
Toadie, there would not be anything left of Toadie if his third wife died.